Impact of Population 3 Homogeneous Stellar Evolution on Early Cosmic Reionization, by Yves Siboney et al. Context, Population 3 stars may be fast rotating. An expected consequence of fast rotation is strong internal mixing that deeply affects their evolutionary tracks in the Hertzsprung-Russell diagram and hence their ionizing power. Aims, we investigate the impact on the ionizing power of population 3 stars in an extreme case of internal mixing, the one leading to chemically homogeneous evolution, J. In that situation, during the main sequence phase, the star keeps the same chemical composition from its center to its surface. Homogeneous stars have larger effective temperatures and luminosities than stars evolving non-homogeneously and thus are stronger ionizing sources. Methods, the stellar evolution models are based on N equals 3 polytropes with a time-varying hydrogen mass fraction. The ionization model employs the self-similar champagne flow solution from Xu et al. 2002, as well as numerical simulations for the stochastic treatment of star clusters over a grid of redshifts and halo masses. Results, we find that halos containing chemically homogeneous stars have an escape fraction of ionizing photons about twice that of halos containing classical population 3 stars. By extrapolating the high Z ionization history powered by population 3 stars, at Z is greater than or equal to 15, to the post-reionization epoch, we derive the Thomson scattering optical depth tau, which is compared with the value measured by Planck. We find that tau is overproduced by approximately 1.5 to 5 sigma, when all population 3 stars evolve homogeneously. This indicates that J is unlikely to be realized in the majority of population 3 stars, although the present study cannot exclude that a fraction of them undergoes J. Conclusions, fast rotation might have a significant impact on the ionizing budget of population 3 stars, and thus on early cosmic reionization. This was Impact of Population 3 Homogeneous Stellar Evolution on Early Cosmic Reionization, by Yves Siboney et al.